What's going to be if the Eved has six fingers? Instead of five, he has six fingers.
He has six fingers, and the chotcha, and the nesta cuts off the sixth finger. What's the locha? So he said, the locha is Eved Yotze Ben Lecheris. Yes, the Eved still goes out free. Amar Rav Huna, Vusha Nisperes Agav Hayad. It has to be that the sixth finger was in a straight line as the other five. Not the pshat, the sixth one was in the middle of the palm or in the back of the finger, back of the hand. It has to be on the same roll where the other fingers are. Trashishoysa b'shuras sharat bois. It was in the same line with the other fingers, or just instead of having five fingers, he had six, one coming up right near the pinky. That's the case, it's called a regular finger, and therefore that's called one of his Rosh Evarim, that we learn after the Mamitzinu, he goes out free. Now the Gemara says, Sabe de Nezunya. That means the older people from this town of Nezunya, Loi Oso Lepirkat Rav Chisda. They did not come to the shear that Rav Chisda gave. So Omar Leila Rav Hamnuna, so Rav Chisda Weissel got angry, and Rav Chisda told Rav Hamnuna, Zil Tzeninu. I mean, put him away. So Rashi says, means Emerlein, go tell him, Lahaskia, to lock yourself up and stay alone. But Rashi really means Elosh Nidui. Does he want to put him, he put a ban upon him. Is it Rashi by a Talmud Chacham? That's the way you talk. So the kid said, Rav Chisda got very angry at him, how come he didn't come to a shear? And he wanted to put him into Nidui. So Ozel, so Rav Hamnuna went, Ozel Omalu. So Rav Hamnuna asked this person, the Zunya, my time Eliyasi Rabbon Lepirka, how come you didn't come to shear? So Omrule, they answered back, Amai Naisi, why should we come to shear? So we asked him a lot of questions. He doesn't answer us. So what good we come to shear? He can't answer our questions. That's why we didn't come. So Rav Hanuna said back to him, Amalu, but did you ask anything from me? I didn't answer you. Like, let me see if you know what you're talking about or not. Luchu boy minoy, go ask me some. Luchu boy minoy, so he asked him a question. Eved shesir soy rabbi bebeitzim mahu. What's going to be if the Eved, like, if the master knocks off his beitzim of the Eved, his mesarisim by his beitzim, does the Eved go out free or not? Kamum shebegoladomi, the beitzim, the testicles, is that called hidden or is that called open? Is that called shebegolui? It's called open. Oiloi, maybe that's not called open. So therefore, he wouldn't go out free. So Rashi says, kamum shebegoladomi, shereitluyim bekis, the hanging in the bag, in the sack. When he cornered him bechutz, then he could see it, he could tell it outside. Since the mice said they're covered up inside the sack, you see the outside of the sack, but you can't see the beitzim directly. So that was a shayla. If the master knocks out the Eved's beitzim, does he ever go out free or not? That's what this Nezunya asked from Rav Hamnuna. So lehev be other, Rav Hamnuna was stunned. He didn't know what to answer. He didn't know the halacha. Omruloi, so Nezunya asked Rav Hamnuna, Mashemech, let me hear, what's your name? Omar Louis said back, Hamnunya, my name is Hamnunya. Omar Lesa said back, Tim, Loi Hamnunya, no, we're not going to call you Hamnunya anymore. Ella Kanunya. We're going to call you Kanunya, Rashi says, Yesha Kronos, like a butler, like a bum, that sits on the streets. Atav, Loi Batar, not about terrorists. You can't answer me either. I don't like this. Not exactly what this means, I don't know. But, right. Oslakayim, the Chizda came in front of Rav Chizda. So the Rabbi Rav Hamnuna asked, told Rav Chisda the Shaila, what's going on here? So Amalei Rav Chisda answered back and said, Yishno Masnisen, Masnisa Boi Minoch. He asked you a Shaila from a Braisa. Rashi says, Masnis Minoch, Kasinim de Mibraisa, de Tony Allah de Masnisen, Rebbe Yoim Ha'afasiris, Yalaflo. Like his Shaila is a clear Braisa. To Tanan, we learned like this. Esrim V'yarbo Roshei Evorim Shebiyodim. There are 24 tips of an Aver, and we'll soon see what they are. All these 24 kulam, ein mitame mishum michya, by Tumas Nega, it doesn't have a shame, the Tumas Michya you can't have. So Rashi says, Michya means like the raw flesh. Rashi says, shame echad min anagoyim. It's one of the names of the goyim. Kedesiv, Michya as bosa chai besay, seksiv beid, lechol marein yakoyim. It has to be that the Kohen could see the whole mum at one time. So this can't be a nichya that's on the roshay evorim. Means on the tip of the finger. Because if it goes around the tip of the finger, you can't see it at one time. You have to turn around the finger back and forwards to see it all around. So there's no tumas nichya on the tip of a finger.
Now, that's these 24 Rosh Yevorim. The Elohim, what are the 24 Rosh Yevorim? Rosh Yetz Bois, the tips are your fingers. Your Dayim Raglayim, whether it's the hands or the feet, that's 20. For Rosh Yaznayim, the heads of your ears, the two ears. For Rosh Yachotim, the tip of your nose. For Rosh Yagvi, your Aver, the tip of your Aver. The Rosh Yadodim Shabisha, the tip of the breast of an Isha, that's called the Rosh Yevorim. Rav Yehuda says, Av Shabish, even by says the Dodim of a man, that's also called a Rosh Yevor, that if the master would knock it out from the Yevod would go out free. Rashi says, Rosh Yevnayim means Svas Oizin, the sides of the ear, Rosh Yevri, the Gid, Rosh Yevon Shisha, Av Shabish, heals. The first one of says the man doesn't stick out that much, and Mashenkin, the other one says no, even by man also. Now, but Tony Yelo learned on this, the kulam, all these 24 Rosh Yevorim, the lacher is Eved Yoitza Ben Lecheris. If the master knocks out one of these 24 parts of the Eved Kanani's body, the Eved Kanani goes out free. Now, Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe adds on to this and says, Afasiris, even if the master's Messiris, we'll soon see what that means, takes off his Beitzim, we'll soon see, the Eved also goes off free. Then, Azza Yoimer, Afaloshin, even if the master cuts out the Eved's tongue, the Eved also goes out free. That's what they eat on more than what the Mishnah says. We'll soon see what they're eating on. So Rashi says, Af HaLoshen, or even right before, Rashi says, Rebbe Yom Af HaSiris, Moistah HaLeilu, he adds on more than the Mishnah says than in Eved. The Shein Vayin Le'Yisrael, we don't have to say Shein Vayin, because that's what the Torah says clearly. So we're only adding on more than what the Torah says. So that's this Mishnah 24, and Rebbe adds on also the Siris, we'll soon see what that means, and Benazir says the tongue. Rashi says, Shadakali Royce, because sometimes you see the tongue. Kishu Medaber. When somebody talks, you can see his tongue. Therefore, Mum Shabagoliyu. It's also called the Mum Shabagoli, that you could tell if it's missing or not. And that's what you find. Shane Vine is something that if you're missing, you could tell. So something part of your body, if it's missing, you can tell. That's the Machlokes, if the tongue called, you can tell it or not. Because the mouth, when your mouth is closed, you can't tell what's doing inside there. When you talk, you can see. That's the machlokes. You go boss when you're talking, and you go boss when the mouth is closed. Oh, mama, what we just say? Rebbe Yoim Afasiris. That is, the Siris also goes out free. Siris to mine. What did the master do to the Eved? Eli, the Siris, the Gid. If the master cut off his Eved, the Gid itself, for the Gemara, Hainu Gviyah. That's part of the Mishnah. That's part of the Chof Dalid. It says, Varosh HaGviyah. That's the tip of your Eved. So it says he goes out free. So what is Rebbe adding on HaSiris? El Olav Siris to Beitzim. Doesn't Rebbe add to it on, even if the master knocks out his Beitzim? That's also called Shebegolui, the Eved goes out free. So the Chura, what the asked the question before, is nothing of Raisa. Now, Rebbe Yoim Af HaSiris. For Rebbe, Tratimara, for Rebbe Loshen Lo, you want to tell me Rebbe holds the tongue? No. Or a minu avakasha. Because Rebbe says, mashm only the siris is good. But not if you knock out his tongue. Why not reminu? Harami shaw your maze. Somebody was preaching. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll stop here. He is holding up chof hey yomer aleph. So over again, the first big line. Omama, what did we just say? That Rebbe Yem Rebbe says Af HaSiris. That even a Siris also, it's called one of these things. Talking about time and never going out free. That Rebbe added on Af HaSiris and Benazla Yem Af HaLoshin. Sumara says Siris to my. What are we talking about? Elay Masiris the Gid that the Adon cut off the Gid. Hainu Gviya. That it says clearly in the Mishnah. So what do we mean, Rebbe? What is Rebbe adding on? El Olah Siris the Beitzim means to add on Siris of the Beitzim. So it comes out that Rebbe is the one that says for Siris of the Beitzim the Eved goes out free, and the Chura ben Azai argues and says no, or the Tanakama argues and says no, the Eved does not go out free. This really is what Rav Chisda answered back to tell Rav Hamnuna that the Sabi asked you a question. The Sabi asked Rav Hamnuna the question, what's going to be the halacha if the master knocks out the Beitzim of the Eved, does it go out free or not? So Rav Chisda now is answering back and saying, you know, it's a machlokes Tanoim, or it's a machlokes Rebbe in the Tanakama, whether the Eved would go out free or not. Now the Gemara says the word, Rebbe Yoima Af HaSiris. Rebbe says what? Af HaSiris, that Siris also goes out free. But it will be Mashmado ben Asa later that says the Lashon, the tongue, that Rebbe disagrees with the tongue. So Mar says, Rebbe Lashon Loi, is it true that Rebbe holds if the master knocks out the tongue, the Yevon will not go out free? In other words, you want to tell me it's not called Begol, it's not called openly? Or Reminu, I have a question on this. It says, Alokom, Haremi Shohoyo Mazer. Somebody was spritzing like the Mehachatis. Somebody that's Tomei Mace. So in order to become Tor, they have to spritz on you B'yom Shlishim, B'yom Rishvi, for the Mechatis. So Haremi Shohoyo Mazer. V'nitzo Hazo Apiv. And the Hazo goes upon his mouth. So Rebbe Yoimi, he's the Rebbe, says yes, but the Eber, that's also good. It's considered like he was Yoisa's Mitzvah Hazo. No, it's no good. My love isn't this. We're talking about now that the hazor piv, the mouth, means landed on his tongue. And still Rebbe says it's called a good hazor. And by hazor it has to be on a dovish of a gully. So here you see clearly, according to Rebbe, that the tongue is called the gully. It's called openly. So here you see, it's going to be a Stephen Rebbe. Samura says, loy. Loy al svasov. Machlekes says if the hazor lands on his lips, is that called a good hazor or not? So Marius al svasov shita. Like, of course it's good. How can there be a machlekes if it's good or not? So Mar says, yes, there's a machlekes and it's a shiloh. Because now the time I would have thought to say that zimnin de cholim svasay, sometimes a person keeps his lips tight closed, so therefore then you cannot see the lips. There's kamash malon. That since most times, or a lot of times, the lips are open like that, you could see the lips. Therefore, the lips is called open, that if you make the hazor, if the person spritzes the mechatas on your lips, you are yaitza the mitzvah hazor. But it could be the tongue is worse though. According to Rebbe, it could be the tongue is called inside, you don't see it. It's not, the effort will not go out free. For the Gemara of Tanya, we learn clearly, no, al l'shoinoi. We learn clearly that even if the hazor only reaches the tongue, it's also called a good hazor, according to Rebbe. So you see clearly, Rebbe holds the tongue is called open. V'yoid, and also Tanya will learn like this. V'shenito roiv haloshin. If most of the tongue was taken away. So Rebbe Yoim, Rebbe says, roiv hamadaber, most of the tongue that's used for speech. Roiv hamadaber shabal l'shoinai. So Rashi says, this is talking about linyin mumei b'chor, shana b'b'choris. This was learned in b'choris by mumma b'b'chor. That what if was taken out his tongue. So also a mum has to be a dovish of a goli, that people could see it. So you see, according to Rebbe, he holds also the tongue is called noticeable. So again, our kasher is, how could we say here that Rebbe says never, it only goes out by Sirus, and not if the nestum knocks out the tongue. The tongue, according to Rebbe, is also called the goli open. So Gemara says like this. Ella Rebbe Yem Rebbe says, Sirus, Fulaymi Boy Loshin. Rebbe says both are good. That if the master is Masaris, knocks out the Beitzim of his Evid, or else knocks out the tongue, and in both cases the Evid goes out free. And Ben Azza is the one that says Loshin, only the tongue. With knocking out the tongue does the Evid go out free. Al-Vasiris Loi, but if you knock out the Beitzim, then Ben Azza holds no, he does not go out free. Oh my af, what does Ben Azza mean to say af Loshin, also the tongue? Akamaisa, it means back on the Mishnah. The 24 things in the Mishnah, and he also adds on also the tongue. But Siris, Ben Azza disagrees. But Rebbe holds both things are called Begoli, Siris and the Loshin. Freddy Gemara Yochi, if so, Nikatma de Ben Azza Veresha. If so, Ben Azza should have been learned first. Because Rebbe is saying both is good. Ben Azza is saying only one is good. So usually you learn one at a time. At first you should have said Ben Azza is halacha, that the Loshin is good. And then it should have said that Rebbe says, no, af hasiris, both are good. So Gemara says like this, Tono shomo the Rebbe, this time I first heard Rebbe's halacha, that both of them is good. The Eved goes out free in both cases, both the Loshin and Siris. The Kavoh, and he was Kaveh with this, the way he learned the Braisa. Then later, v'shomo the Ben Azai. Then later he heard over what Ben Azai said. The Tony, and he learned it. But Mishnah lezozim mekoymai. It did not take away its first learning. That's why it says Rebbe's halacha first. Even though Rebbe here is saying both, Rebbe is saying both the Loshin and the Siris, both is called the Golui. But since Rebbe was learned first, that's why he leaves it that way. And Ben Azza, that he heard secondly, he says Ben Azza's halacha secondly. even though really we would have heard both together, of course he would have put Benazai first, that says only the Lushan, and then he would have said Rebbe, that says even the Sirus. Omar Ula, Ula says like this, HaKil Moedim, everybody agrees, the Lushan by the tongue, Linyin Tuma, the Golihu. Negeit HaLoch of Kabbalah HaTuma. Let's say a sherbet touches your tongue. Does the person become tummy or not? That is the loch of tummy. If something touches you, it has to be maga, has to be on an open part, the gully, not by a base asturim. A hidden part of the body has no tumas maga. So if a sheris or a tummy comes and touches your tongue, everybody agrees that's makabel tumah. The gull, the yitumah, the gully you ate till sheris. It's called uncovered nagaya to a sheris. My time, or what's the reason? Because the pasuk says, "Ashe yiga bo yamarachmona," that you become tummy if the sheris touches you. As long as he could touch you, the tongue he could touch, he could reach your tongue. Therefore, the tongue is called a makom to be mekabel tumah. Vahainami barnegihu, and the tongue also you could touch. Linyan tefila. What about when somebody goes into the mikvah? Somebody was already tummy, and now he wants to go into the mikvah. Does the water have to come into his mouth to touch his tongue or not? So everybody holds ketumim dummy, that no, the geit tefila, the tongue does not have to be in the water. You do not have to open up your mouth in the mikvah that the water should touch your tongue. My time, what's the reason? Because the pasuk says, V'rochat b'sara b'mayim omer achmona. Torah says, your basar, your flesh, that's what has to go into the mikvah. So v'darshin ma b'sara me'avroi, just like the basar is outside, everybody can see it at all times, af kol me'avroi, the same thing, things that are outside openly, and not your tongue, that sometimes inside you can't see it. Or Rashi says better, that the water has to, like, right away touch your body. Rashi says, and not that you should have to have the water coming into your mouth. So that's the pasuk, Rochas Pesora B'mayim, only the outside of your body has to go inside the mikvah, not the inside of your body. Le'nechleko, where is the machlekes though? Elul inyan hazor. The machlekes is only by hazor, when you are tomei already, a tomas mace. And now they have to sprinkle on you. So the mayim has to touch any part of your body. But it has to be an open part of your body. So the question is, if the water, the mayichatis, only goes on your tongue, is that good for tyre or not? Rebbe madmalele tumah. Rebbe says it's like a kabbalah tumah. Like a sheret touches the tongue, you become tameh. The same thing here. If the water touches the tongue, you become tor. Rabbonin madmalele tfilah. Rabbanan say no, it's more daima to tefillah, just like by tefillah the tongue does not have to be in the water, it's not called the gully. Who adin frazo, also the tongue is no good. And the Gemara says, v'tavayu v'hai krok niflagi. Both of them argue in this pasuk. The pasuk says, v'hizo hator ala tummy. You should spritz, a man that's tor should spritz on the tummy. So Rebbe says like this, Rebbe sovar, v'hizo hator ala tummy. And then he becomes tor. V'chitoy means that the mechatish makes him tor if it went upon him the third and the seventh day. So therefore, Rebbe holds v'chitoy goes back to al hatomei, has to do with hilchos tumah. Just like by tumah, your tongue could be mekabel tumah. So the same way, the hazor could also go upon your tongue. For Rabbanan says no. The pasuk says v'chitoy b'yom hashvi, you should become tor on the seventh day. Then wash your clothing and go into the mikvah. Says so. The rabbanim say v'chitor rather goes negayet to tefillah. Says so. Would rather say hazor is daimet to tefillah. Just like by the mikvah, the tongue does not have to be in the water. So the same thing, the tongue is not called a makom to accept the mechatis. So the gemara of rabbanim nami, according to rabbanim, still nitemayu l'tumah. Why don't we rather learn off at the beginning of the pasuk of tumah? So Gemara says, "Pasha, the rabbanon hold tahira mitayra hevel lemeluf." It's more of a svara. What are you doing with this mechatis? When you spritz the mechatis on the person is tumah, and now you want to make him tor. So this is a way of making him tor. So when you're talking about making him tor, pshiti should talk about hilchos tahira. So therefore, we learn out from the mikvah. Just like by hilchos mikvah, the tongue does not have to be in the mikvah. It's not called begolui. Who adin for tahira of mechatis? If the mechatis goes on the tongue, it's no good. For Rebbe, Nidamayla Tfilas, the question, why doesn't Rebbe also say like this? The Chor is talking about Taira here, so why isn't it like Tfilah? So Rebbe says, V'chibas begodav hivsek inyan. That you say, V'chitza b'yer mashvi, V'chibas begodav barochas b'mayim, that you want to say V'chitza has to do with barochas b'mayim, no, the words of V'chibas begodav are in between, that's like stops it. So therefore, V'chitza goes back to what you learned out before, rather, that it's talking about Tumah. So therefore, just like by Kabbalah's Tumah, your tongue is called Begoli. If a sheret touches your tongue, it's metamiyu. So the same thing with the mechatis. If it reaches your tongue, you also have the tire of the mechatis. For the Gemara, the Sava Rebbe linyan tefila ketam and dami, is it true that Rebbe holds your tongue is called like a hidden part of your body, that the water of the mikvah does not have to touch? I go on my rov and rov, something like this. For my rov and omer of adar omer of yitzchok, that maisa v'shivcha shemes Rebbe. It once happened by a shivcha in Rebbe's house, she had tovla, she was a shivcha kanan, she had lach like a nisha, so she wanted to become tor, that she went to the mikvah, the also she came up, the nimtza etzam bein sheneho, and they found that there was a bone stuck between her tooth. So it comes out that the mayim, the water, did not come into her teeth, did not touch all part of her teeth. Therefore, v'tzricha Rebbe tefila cheres. Rebbe said, you should know the tefila you made now was no good, and she has to be tabled a second time. The question is why? You're telling me now what's inside the mouth is called like a tumum dummy, like your tongue, your teeth, that the water should not have to go there. So if the water does not have to go there, what do I care if you had a tooth, if you had a bone stuck there? The water does not have to come inside your mouth. So Chorus Masma, Rebbe holds no, the water does have to come inside your mouth. So Gemara answers that Nehi debias mayim, loivina untrue. That Rebbe holds, your mouth is like a makam nista, you do not need water to come there. But makam haroyu lovoy by mayim binan. But it has to be fit that if the water would come inside your mouth, the water would be able to make a good tefillah there. That all parts of your mouth have to be able to be in the mikvah. So therefore, if you have something stuck in your tooth, that part is a chatitza there, and therefore it's possible. Even though you do not need the water to come in there, but it has to be fit for the water to come in. And this is a smara like look at the Rav Zera, like Rav Zera always says. The Yom Rav Zera says, "Kol haroyu lebila ain bila makevis boy." There is talking about a kli if you want to make a mincha. That a mincha is belula b'shem, and you have to mix up the flour and the oil together. Now, if you want to put 60 esrainim in one kli, that's enough. If you have 60 esrainim of flour in the kli and you add oil into it, it's possible still to mix it up. But once you put 61 esrainim in the kli, we say it's too big, and now if you can have oil in there, you can't mix it up, it's going to overflow. So therefore, you can't use a kli, you can't put 61 esrainim into one kli. And there the question is, why not? We hold la locha, bila is not makevas boy. Even if you do not mix up the shemen and the flour, still the mincha is kosher. So what's wrong to put 61 in the big pot, and don't mix it up? Even if you don't mix it up, still it's kosher. So this Rav Zera answers and says, no, call her royal Avila and Vila Makevis boy. If in this pot right now it's possible to mix up the flour and the oil, it's not, there's not 61 there, there's only up until 60. Since it's possible to make a Belila, then we say Belila is not Makev boy. The Mincha is kosher even though you don't mix up the flour and the oil together. But Vishayna royal Avila, anytime you have that, if you would want to, it's not possible to mix it up. There's so many esrainim, there are 61 esrainim here, it's like kamat overflowing. So now, if you would start to mix it up, it would overflow. Here, Reb Zera says, the locher is bila makevis boy, that the bila is makevis boy, it's possible. So by us also, true, the water in your mouth, it does not have to come. You don't need the mikvah water to go inside your mouth. But it has to be that your mouth is fit for the water to come in. If you have a chatzitz inside your mouth, that also passes the tefillah, it's no good.
Yes.
Therefore, so far it's good that Rebbe holds that the tongue is called begoloi, filchus mumim, filchus be'eved, that the eved would go out free if it knocks out the tongue. And even by Hazor, Rebbe also holds the tongue is called begoloi.